This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
I'm Angie Scholes, and our spotlight this evening is Jason Kasutu, the managing partner of Monasa Advisory and Associates. Jason, tell us about your journey, where you grew up. Sure. Tell us about your parents, your childhood.
Yeah, wow. Thanks. Good to be here. Jason Kasutu. Those that know me, my home name is Sute.
Wow.
Yeah. So, grew up in Windhoek, born in Windhoek, Katutura. So grew up in Katutura up until a certain age. After independence, we moved to Pioneers Park. I think my parents had a mission to go as closest to where the old location was as possible.
Wow.
So we moved after independence. Ever since then, though, I still kept my ties with my friends from growing up. Went to school here. Raised by two hardworking, strict parents, and put it that way, who, thanks to God, they are still together and have been able to create as much as they could for us. And I really thank them. I have two other sisters, so we three in total as siblings. Went to school in Windhoek. Up until a certain point, which was at that time, we called it standards, so we didn't have grades.
Yeah.
I'm trying to reveal my age, but
yes.
My standard 9 and matric was in South Africa. And that's how I ended up living for about 13 years in South Africa. Went to Western Cape University, did my postgraduate there in the fields of development studies, public policy, did my master's in South Africa, where I focused my thesis, really my studies around broad-based Black economic empowerment and creating a monitoring evaluation framework for lessons for Namibia, pitfalls to avoid, successes to look at,
yeah,
but mostly lessons to be learned for the country. I then ended up working there at the university in the research department and rose quite quickly and became head of research for a unit in South Africa and at the University of the Western Cape. But post the World Cup 2010, something told me that this is not home and you are needed back home. So, you know, I packed my bags, got into my little Citroen, and a friend of mine actually came and drove back with me to Windhoek with my bags and my boxes and showed up back at my parents' house. You know, this is now 13 years of not living at home.
Yes.
Was quite an adjustment, but I had to restart. Monasa has always been my baby. I, in fact, started it in my university postgrad room in South Africa. And our first piece of work was economic advice for the Eastern Cape government. Myself and some postgraduate colleagues, we actually got that assignment as Monasa, which actually in its name wasn't the first name I had chosen, but the idea was to create a Pan-African consultancy that will be able to assist in the development of Africa. So we're three colleagues, one from Mozambique, one from Namibia, myself, and South Africa. So it was abbreviated Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, yeah, hence Monasa. So, but came back, started Monasa from scratch, and was fortunate to be able to, you know, take the lesson of get your foot in the door, even if the monetary return is not great.
Yeah.
Show your worth by the work that you do. And I remember our first piece of work was really for the UNFPA in Namibia. And ever since then, we've been growing quite steadily in providing advisory services to the private sector, public sector, and multinational organizations. So happy with where we're at, but really that I can say has been the journey thus far.
Jason, what inspired you to pursue a career in business advisory and consulting?
I immediately, so I grew up in a home where my parents were largely self-employed, but they were both in the development space. They were both doing work that gives back to the community. So I think that really influenced even my pathway in terms of what I studied, which is really centers around public policy and economics and development. And that was then a natural move into the advisory space. Initially, just really looking at how we can provide development solutions for organizations that want to make a difference in communities. So raising money for NGOs and that sort of thing, providing public policy advice to government and so on. But we later on saw a need for raising capital for projects that can benefit the country, but are large scale. So that sort of moved us into commercial advisory. And hence, I went further and did another postgraduate at Stellenbosch University in development finance. And my passion for it grew, and I completed then a master's in development finance, which really had a focus on how do we create innovative development funding solutions to solve Africa's challenges, with my key focus first being Namibia, obviously.
Yeah. Jason, as managing partner at Monasa, how would you describe your leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy is one where I adopt the cheetah's spirit.
Okay.
So what I mean is, and what I tell the team, is that a cheetah would mark its prey and determine the distance it will take to reach that prey, and obviously its speed. And if that distance is going to move by just a bit, it doesn't chase it anymore. Because even if it catches it, the energy that was used makes it not worth the prey. So we have a cheetah's approach to what we do. I do not adopt a strict principle around outputs, meaning have you clocked into work? We're more results orientated.
Exactly.
Right? Because my leadership approach is to develop other leaders. So I would want to see team members grow within the company. We started out, we were 2, and now we are 80. So one really wants to see, and my approach is to see them grow. So leadership growth is a big pillar within our organization. Impact is another one, right? Because as I've put, we live by our purpose, and that's part of the leadership, and that's to change the economic landscape, socioeconomic landscape of Africa, right? So the leadership approach is really to develop other leaders, is really to have a targeted focus, and to be more results orientated.
Yeah. What personal values guide you in the work that you do?
Yeah, my personal values are really linked to what I think God's purpose for me is, and that's to increase the human currency of an African. What I mean by that is that the reality that I've seen over the years is that we have got, unfortunately, in the global context, we've got different currencies. If you are from a particular country, be it a developed nation in the West, one life probably equates to 1,000 lives in another part of the continent. And it got me thinking as to why, you know? So our human currency, Africa and Namibia, is in my view not where it should be. And that's probably linked to what it is that we're contributing to the world. And I would want to really serve the purpose of increasing our human currency. So that then gives me the core values that I have, which is country, is a very big one, God, spirit, mind, and body, right? Because if your mind is not top priority, then everything else collapses, including other values of family, integrity, and excellence. But excellence is a big one that I shine throughout even the organizations that I lead, because while I do lead Monasa, I also lead other organizations such as the Economic Association of Namibia, which is a civil society nonprofit organization that is very much linked to my purpose.
Monasa has become a respected name in the advisory space. What's been key to building that reputation?
What's been key to building that is really cherishing, nurturing relationships.
Yeah.
And also fixing a problem. So we don't go out into the market for the purpose of providing a service just for the sake of a checklist or a tick box for a client. We actually say that, you know, consultants have over the years gotten bad rep. We don't aim to be consultants. We aim to be your partner. So even if we come in on a very short-term basis, we actually end up with clients for years. And that's because we come in and we hold your hand. We don't want to leave a document on your table and we don't see it implemented. We want to see the groundbreaking. We want to see the commissioning of that idea, of that piece of work into fruition, into something we can see makes impact, and makes impact in what matters. And for us, in when we say socioeconomic, let's not be theoretical. Does it increase jobs in the country? Does it change the inequality of our country? Does it change our household income? Those become some of the indicators by which we measure impact in the work that we do. And yes, we have come to a point where there's work that we would decline because it doesn't meet the impact criteria. And that really is a bedrock of how I think has helped us grow, because we tend to overcomplicate issues. And what we do as Monasa is, right from the onset, we say that you've got a plethora of issues as an entity. Can we break that down into a problem in one sentence? And we then break the issues, but we can single-handedly put it into one problem statement, and let's work on solving that, and let's become partners and not service providers.
Yeah, wow. Jason, can you highlight a recent project or success story that you are very proud of?
Yeah, and I don't want to single out our partners and clients, but I would say the Namibia Great Company.
Oh,
The Namibia Great Company has been a signature success for us. It was an entity that was partly, you know, fully government owned, right? They do great work in partnership with a big fruit company called Cape Spand that was listed in South Africa. And they've had a partnership for over 20 years in Namibia. But when we were approached by the state-owned enterprise, they were of the view that they're not getting a fair share as Namibians. We came in and restructured the commercial terms, the legal terms, and the beneficiation for Namibia. And both parties agreed to that restructuring. And what that then resulted in, for example, is the story of Namibia Grape Company. I mean, they export close to 2 million cartons of grapes into the European market every year. It's like an untold story. It's not really that publicized. During harvest, we have over 1,800 young people working at Ausen Care on that farm. Through our work, for the first time, 50% of that produce went through Namport. Previously, it will go through South Africa. And with the NGC leadership, convinced the partners that let it go through Namport. What happened? We arrived 2 weeks earlier in the UK market than our competitors, which fetched a higher price. And now, I'd say 4 months later, the capital we assisted the SOE raise, they were able to repay dividends, which means that they are not dependent on government funding. They're able to repay their dividends. We're able to localize a lot of the value chain of that business into Namibia. And that has been a signature success that we can look at. But I have to mention one more, which is really our passion project, if I can put it that way, which is the Mine Workers Union of Namibia's commercial arm, where we have structured something where they have ownership in their business arm called NAMIC. And right now we're sitting at 1,800 subscribers. These are members of the mine workers, which is people in the energy sector, petrol stations, so petrol jockeys, people also in the mining sector, now have a piece of ownership, which we listed last year. through the transfer secretaries who belong to the stock exchange. So they have now a piece of ownership. What makes me very proud is vulnerable members who earn below 3,500 have a share certificate. They've received dividends in December and this month. And these are also ex-members who are pensioners. We've also been able to, through that structure, what we call the NAMIT bursary funding, where to date 500 bursaries have been given to children of members and ex-members right up to the third generation. So not only is there commercial empowerment that we structured for financial inclusion so that our people can also be part of that financial inclusion, but also giving back in terms of education and allowing the proceeds of this commercial arm actually do good.
Jason, just a last question.
Sure.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
So in 10 years, I see myself as a business leader that has made an impact in the industrialization of Namibia and leapfrogging that into Africa, right? We can't skip the phases of development. And I think Namibia and Africa still have to move a leap in terms of industrializing. Even though we talk about tech and moving towards that phase, I think there's a very core phase that we need to be able to have achieved. And I believe if I can be a leader, a business leader in industrializing Namibia, the continent, and then share those lessons with the rest of the world and other developing nations, that would be great from a thought leadership point of view. So that's really my aim, is to leapfrog Africa into that new age of industrialization.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.